Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we are coaching you here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and what you want to do is go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. I just want to say good morning to you. I'm still here live from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we came from a transformation celebration, and we want to keep it going. I'm so excited for those and all of the amazing, amazing accomplishments that has happened here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, I want you to know that a transformation is happening in your life, in your business. And I want you to also know that if you transform your mind, you can change anything. That's our new series for this week. If you transform your mind, you can change anything. We've got to go to the Lord on today. We're going to be coming out of the book of Romans 12 and 2 will be our foundational scripture on this morning. And I want us to go to the Lord on today because this is where it begins. It all begins in our daily regimen of a mind shift. It won't happen overnight. And so you're going to need God for the courage and the stamina to walk into your full transformation. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day you've made. We're so glad. We're joyous. We're here another day in the land of the living. We're thankful, oh dear Lord, for you. No one is higher than you, and we will call out the highest praise of hallelujah. We ask you right now, oh dear Lord, for your Shekinah glory coming down on each and every one of your people. We're coming to you to allow your Holy Spirit to guide us into true transformation, where we will have the mind of Christ and use and operate in it in every area of our life. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that new disciplines are being instilled in us even now, so we may walk out the true vision that you had for us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We honor you, oh dear Lord, and we want to bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's go on and turn to Romans 12 and 2. I know there are plenty of people that are making it their way back home. And an amazing weekend, but we want it to be where it takes you to an amazing life. So many people are hungry and thirsty for success, but maybe they lack the discipline or the know-how. The transformation is the first step, but it's a process. So the first step is a process. We have to walk you through it. So let's go to Romans 12 and 2 and let's share. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. That is the English Standard Version for you on this morning, because it's extremely important that you get a clear understanding that the renewal of your mind daily is required for true transformation And this is where you will be able to test and discern what is the will or what is not the will of God. So you may walk in true victory. And so I want us to talk about transformation from the standpoint of renewing your mind first. We talked about a success cycle in our some past series back, and talking about the whole idea that true success first begins with belief and certainty. And then that will move you into potential, that will eventually move you into actions and then results. And I need you to understand that belief or certainty is all based on your perspective. It's all based on what, when you see something or you hear something, how do you process it and what does it mean to you? Will it resonate enough with you for you to say, I believe enough to move my potential into production or into action? But many of us are putting or trying to move into a new perspective or belief with everything old. So our mind must be renewed. But renewed to what? The only time you have a re in front of anything means that it has happened before. So when was it that we had a new mind? When was it that we had the true perspective or knowing exactly that the will of God was for us to succeed, operate in abundance, have more than enough, be at the top of our game, continue to say we're rolling to the head and not the tail? When was that? It was before you were formed in your mother's womb. So no matter how far you go away from God to try to build your business, you are going to return to your first love if you want to have massive success and continue to have massive success. Trying to push through success cycles without God is just simply frustration without relief. We're not going to say that you're not going to have frustration at times. But where would your outlet be? Where would your release be? Where is the way out of frustration in renewing your mind daily? You have to move through frustration in order to go into transformation. We're talking about a change where you will not be able to bounce back into your old ways, your old thinking, your old patterns that have kept you where you are thus far. It's extremely important that we must have a regimen of renewal of your mind. Because if not, you're going to be tempted to the old way, the old thoughts, the old patterns that have kept you where you are. Transformation is a process, ladies and gentlemen. Transformation is going to be a challenge, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be a struggle. I want you to start associating what you used to associate with pain. The work that needs to be done. People are associating that with pain. I need you to now associate that with pleasure, the life, the business that you truly want to experience. We talked about our 888 calendar, and it's time for you to carve out time every day for the renewal of your mind. You know, many people know I attend a lot of trainings, a lot of things, and people are always hesitant to tell people, go and read your Bible. They'll tell them all sorts of articles or all sorts of authors. And yes, you must have good readership for good leadership under your belt. You must be well-read. But let me explain something to you. Every idea, every book, every article, every work first began with thought. what's in the mind. Now, if you want to think right and you want to make sure you're in the will of God, you're looking for the mind of Christ. Let's just unravel this mystery of what you're looking for. You're looking for the mind of Christ, a person who came to earth. He made fully God, made flesh, who was in total obedience to the will of God for his life, that he went all the way to Calvary for our life. Now, what are you willing to die to or die for transformation? Let's open up the call right now and let's discuss it. Because if there's nothing that you're willing to die to, true transformation will never happen for you. We need to now go ahead and bury and do the eulogy for some mindsets and some habits and some patterns that have been holding you back from transformation. Good morning to you. Good morning. We're going to start with 478, last 42157. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Who do we have the pleasure of hearing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Mark Bell out of Macon, Georgia. How are you doing this beautiful, wonderful morning?
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Dr. Nicola, the first thing I'm going to say is thank you for allowing me the opportunity to listen to you on a daily basis, to follow your guidance on a daily basis. Thank you for what you do for our team. Thank you for what you do for all the listening and not even with our opportunity. Las Vegas has been the one thing that I have needed that I didn't even know I needed. I'm going to keep this real short and simple. My mind, my eyes, and my heart have been open to what it is God has for me and what it is that I need to do for me and my legacy. And I thank you for the opportunity. I thank everybody that put on the production this weekend. I'm so thankful. I'm so proud and honored to be attached to you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, you are so welcome. And, you know, our key components where it is, you know, about the empowering and you know, empower and inspire and engage. These are some key components that we would need to definitely continue to incorporate into our lives, into our businesses every single day. And I love even our keynote speaker that gave us a full circle of where it starts, not only in our mind, but in our physiology. And that is so, so key. And so I'm looking forward to many of us being healthier and change in so many areas of our life. And so God bless you, King. It's your time. Let's go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 813, last 43627. Good morning. Who do we have on the line? 813, last 43627. Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to 713. Let's see here. Our board is spinning. I'm sorry. We're going to 713, last 49214. Good morning to you.
Morning. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you okay. Good morning, Queen. How
wow.
are you?
You? Yes, this is Valisa. And I'm here in Oklahoma. I'm newer to our business, but I am on fire. I didn't make it to Vegas, but I am definitely excited just about this future with the legacy that I'm building, the team that is being created under me, and just to be able to listen to you has been an honor to keep me on my path so that this legacy is built. And so that other people can understand that they too can do the same thing and will do it as long as we're duplicating.
Absolutely, absolutely, Queen. And, you know, if you, as we begin to go through this series on this week, being plugged in is absolutely imperative. You know, we have to be plugged in and we have to do the follow through. And so I'm very excited for you to be a part of the team and looking forward to you having massive success. God bless your business. We're moving right on into 832, last 4071.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Nicola?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Queen. Bless you.
Bless you this morning. Okay, I just got back from Las Vegas, Nevada, and this weekend was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. I want to just give it up to you and the whole entire team because it was a complete game changer for me. The last time that I was on this call, I always get in, on the call but never in the queue. The last time I was on the call, I got mishaps and got into the queue. It wasn't a mishap. It was by God's grace or God's plan that I got into the queue. But this time, I put myself into the queue. So your question you asked, because I just had to get on here and just say it was so amazing. And just thank you for all of your leadership. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for praying for us every day. Thank you just for everything you do for us. I want to just start off with that. But you asked the question, you said, what do we want to eulogize? And mm-hmm. I today am going to just take the step. I'm going to eulogize procrastination. Mm-hmm. That has been the biggest thing that has been holding me back, fear and procrastination. I'm ready to move forward in this business. I sat at the front of the room for the first time. I've been in the business 2 years. My anniversary was on Friday. And it was just different. So I see different from the front. I want to see different. I know I'm going to make a difference in my life, in my legacy. And I'm just ready to move forward. So I want to eulogize fear, procrastination. I'm ready to take action. And you guys will see me again at the top and at the front of the room.
Absolutely. God bless you. I'm so excited for you.
Houston, I'm sorry.
Okay, welcome. And listen, let's go. We're talking about getting it done. And, you know, I would be remiss if I did not continue on so that we can actually really begin to get sustainable results as a result of this weekend for many of you. God bless you. We're moving into 480, last 49308. Good morning. What do you want to eulogize? What are you willing to just, you know, die for? Or what are you willing to put? Just put it on down. Lay it to rest. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola Smith Jackson. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Yes, sorry, my voice is going out. We had such a blast in Vegas, and
yes.
I just, Nicola, I mean, you know, what they say is true. Continuing to go to an event, you find something different every time, and this time it just hit home. I've been in the business for 2 years. I'm Dominique Owens out in Arizona, and this time it definitely hit home. You pour so much into us, and many people do not take advantage of what you're giving and what you are providing to us. And, I mean, this transformation that's about to happen, I am giving 100%. I will make those sacrifices that are needed for me to take my spot at the top. You have laid the path, and I am going to follow. I'm going to duplicate. I am going to make sure my team and I are following the Momentum Society way, your way, and we are going to go out there and change as many lives as possible. And I am going to be on that stage in 2020 convention, and I'm going to continue every day to just make sure I am duplicating the process, not just for me, but for my team. So I just thank you so much for pouring into us and helping us just get to that next level, because there's so many different companies out here where people can't get a hold of their upline, and you pour into us daily. So I just thank you for everything you do.
I love it. Thank you so much. And listen, guys, plug in, use the system, leverage the leaders, and build your legacy. Build your legacy. The window is so wide open, and the atmosphere is so right. And we have to act on it right now. We have to act on it. There's a clarion call for a lot of people to go out and just help so many more others. And the thing is that if you do that by default, your business, your life, everything you're looking for is going to be added to you. So I'm so looking forward to all the plugging in. I want you guys to know the next event that people have invitation to, don't miss out. Don't miss out. 404 last 49368, our last caller. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Nicola, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Derek out of Atlanta.
Good morning, King. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you, man. My first conference, amazing. I mean, I was truly blessed to see everything, get the information. Man, it just put me on a whole new different level, making me see FES in a whole different new light, Nicola. I'm just, like, really excited, ready to go to that next level, right? Ready to walk, ready to walk that stage, next conference.
I'm ready to go.
But I've never seen FES like I've never seen it. This weekend made me see FES in a whole different new light. So, man, I'm excited. And I'm just so happy that we had 16 members with us out with us.
Yes.
And, Nicola, I'm blessed. And just truly thank you and FES and everything that you're doing for us.
God bless you. God bless you, Derek, you and your family. I'm so excited for your success and can't wait for us to keep pushing on. You know, at this time, you know, I want you guys to know it's going to be a continual process, you know, and has been for me. And people are seeing the fruits of the labor, but they haven't seen the roots, you know, of that's been planted for years upon years consistently, which is the secret sauce to success, consistency. And so we're going to be taking us down this journey of transformation so you can truly seal the deal. That's what we did. We talked about that as, you know, people, you know, left out on yesterday. A lot of people taking their flights out and everything like that. But I want you guys to understand that transformation is a process, and we're going to walk this thing out together. God bless you. And I'm telling you, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what is about to happen. I'm excited for you. God bless you. Talk to you guys soon.